From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump will call for Muslim unity in the fight against terrorism in an address Sunday to a group of dozens of Arab and Muslim leaders in Riyadh at the regional summit focusing on combating extremism. Trump, in his first overseas trip as president, said the U.S. wants a coalition of nations who share the aim of stamping out extremism, describing the fight as a battle between good and evil. Head of the speech, Mr. Trump and Saudi Arabia's King Salman signed a nearly $110 billion agreement to bolster the military capabilities of Saudi Arabia. The defense deal becomes effective immediately. Japan is condemning North Korea's launching of a ballistic missile which landed in the Sea of Japan. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says North Korea's actions tramples on the international community's effort to resolve the matter peacefully and a challenge to the world. Abe said it is important to closely coordinate not only with South Korea and the U.S., but also with China and Russia. Together with the international community, the U.S., South Korea, and China and Russia, we will deal with the matter resolutely. The Japanese leader says he hopes to make the North Korea issue the main topic at the G7 meeting later this week. Meantime, the White House recently issued a statement after North Korean missile launch a week ago that it should serve as a call for all nations to implement far stronger sanctions against North Korea. An unknown gunman killed a German aid worker and her Afghan security guard in Kabul before taking away a Finnish woman in an apparent kidnapping attempt. There were no immediate claims of responsibility. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Reports from northern Syria say Islamic State fighters have executed 19 civilians, including two children, after kidnapping them from a village thought to be under the control of U.S.-backed anti-jihadist fighters. There was no comment on the killings from U.S. officials, but the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the killings occurred within the vicinity of Raqqa. The plight of children and others in Somalia expands as the drought continues and food shortages increase. Mohammed Yusuf has more on the story.
The Geneva-based organization ICRC is working with the Somali Red Crescent Society to reach close to 1 million people affected by drought across Somalia. Speaking to reporters in Nairobi after his tour in southern and central Somalia, ICRC Director of Global Operations, Dominic Stillhart, says the situation is stabilizing in towns like Baidoa, but not in the rural areas.
Most of the people are coming from outside rather than from Baidoa itself, shows that out there the situation is more critical than in urban areas. But at the same time, it is also more challenging, of course, to cover a wider area.
Children remain at particular risk. ICRC says its clinics nationwide are treating nearly twice as many malnourished children as they were a year ago. Mohammed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
The 82 Nigerian schoolgirls released from captivity recently after being held for years by Boko Haram are back with their families. They were reunited for the first time Saturday in the Nigerian capital, Abuja. The girls are among the 276 schoolgirls abducted from their boarding school by the terrorists in 2014. They were granted freedom as part of a prisoner exchange deal between Boko Haram and the Nigerian government. Nigerian officials say they believe the militants kidnapped the girls to intimidate civilians against resistance. Tens of thousands of people marched in the Venezuelan capital and elsewhere facing police tear gas as they protested against the socialist government of President Nicolas Maduro. Saturday's protests marked the 50th straight day of anti-government street demonstrations, in some cases accompanied by disorder, which have claimed nearly 50 lives so far. Supporters of Iranian President Hassan Rouhani are celebrating his re-election. State television declared Rouhani the winner of the presidential vote easily, beating out his closest opponent, a hardline cleric. The vote has largely been seen as a referendum on Rouhani's more moderate political policies, which paved the way for the 2015 nuclear deal that won Iran relief from some sanctions in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. For details on more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.